Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I call you on the telephone, my voice to rub with cigarettes.
What's that?
I sometimes feel I should just go home.
Pete Townsend. I don't think so.
That's what it says. Come look at it.
Weird. I mean, it's a Pete Townsend song. I don't think that's Pete.
Oh. Somebody on the internet is lying.
Yeah. What are the chances of that?
Some rando singing.
Yeah.
Is it a karaoke?
Like, the very beginning didn't sound quite right, and that definitely didn't sound right, so. Well, it's an auspicious start to the show.
The internet lies.
Yeah. Well, I have show prep today, finally.
Oh?
It may not be good, but at least it's full. Oh, it's not always good.
No?
No. God, no.
How do we end up doing a good job every day?
Because we're good at it.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I mean, it's sort of like being a professional ball player, and you don't feel your best, but still,
you're talented.
You don't make an error.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Speaking of, went to the ball game last night with my kids and Nick's friend Ian, and had a ball. Wasn't the best game. It was an exciting game.
Yeah, a lot of action. Unfortunately, a lot of it the wrong way.
That's right. Went up to the booth, saw Ricky and John.
Nice.
And Klaibs. Klaibs is the best.
He is.
If you ever meet Klaibs, he has this thing he does where everything he says, it's like a secret.
It's like he's letting you in on.
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets real close in. He looks both ways. He's like, man. Let me tell you.
And sometimes he is telling
you a secret.
Sometimes he's got something and he's like, hey, listen.
Anyone who knows secrets is Klaibs.
Yeah.
No doubt. So that was fun. A lot of fun. And didn't eat anything the whole time. And then as we're walking out, Phoebe's like, let's get a road dog. So, oh, and I did something that's going to upset Andrew. I feel good about it, but I also feel stupid. Mm-hmm. We got two dogs on the self-serve thing, $8.16 a piece.
Dave.
Tax up to 20. And then I tipped them 20%.
And you tipped them 20%.
Well, because there are real humans working there.
But they, okay, so
they're being
this
paid
is
an hourly wage.
Well, so this is something that I've learned, and I'm not trying to. This is not a disparaging thing to say about our friends over at the Cardinals or the Busch Stadium management or whatever. But we don't know that tip money goes to them, right? There are a lot of like online ordering platforms where. Like our friends over at Chris's Habit, they told me one time when I went in there, they noticed that you had left a nice tip on the card when we ordered online to go walk over. And they were like, we don't see that money. Like, we don't see any of that. You're giving that money to like the
electronics place,
the platform that hosts the serving. So like, we don't get that tip.
Hmm.
So they were like, feel free to not tip on these online orders because we don't see that money.
That's not good.
And so we don't necessarily know that money that you're tipping is being like, you know, disseminated out equally amongst the employees.
Hmm.
Did you say it was self-serve?
Yep. It's like you get your dog or your beer or whatever and you put it on a thing and it takes a picture of it. And
it's
it tells
the thing
you how
that,
much it
is. Remember the thing that like automatically scans Rach at the ballpark? You set down the hot dog and
yeah,
it says,
I'm just
you,
like
you got
flabbergasted
a hot dog.
That they would ask for a tip in
well,
that
not
case.
Not only
that's
do they
ridiculous.
Ask, but it said, please tip our staff. So it like If it's like a Christmas situation, then the Cardinals are GD liars.
Okay.
Because it said tip our staff.
Then it is probably going to the staff. But again, like Kevin said, they are making an hourly wage and they're not really doing the traditional type of service that would
I know.
Require.
I just always think I'm not supervising people buying hot dogs.
Like fair.
They are.
There's nothing wrong with being extra generous, and there's also nothing wrong with being like, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, Jake saying he was told by a Subway near him that they don't get the tip either if it's on the app. Well, that's good information to have out there.
It is good information to have out there.
Because I do not feel the least bit bad about not tipping an app.
So wait, hold on.
It's also extremely unfair to the employees.
One of the biggest restaurant chains in the world allows you to tip on their app, but that doesn't go to the employees?
That's what they're saying.
What's a tip? The tip is for the person who makes your sandwich or the person that waits on you or the person that gets your drink or your coffee.
The tip is
it's not
going
to go to
Subway.
The company to say, hey, here's an extra thanks for having a sandwich company.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's a jackass move.
Agreed.
And all it does is it hurts the people that really deserve a tip because you get so fatigued by being asked for a tip all the time. Even in a case where someone's not even serving you, you're serving yourself, that I feel like you're more likely down the line to be like, oh my gosh, I've already tipped like $20 worth of like worthless stuff this week. I'm just going to skip this one. And maybe you skipped someone who was actually relying on it. I just think it's gotten so out of hand. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Agreed.
Seems like it's not a chain thing, that it may be a store-by-store thing.
Yeah. But it no one's going to know which stores do and which stores don't.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that would probably, no pun, tip me over the edge of not tipping, even though I try to be very generous. But I'm not a schmuck. I don't want to tip Subway.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or the Cardinals. Cardinals are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole idea is you're doing a cool thing. You did a good job. Thank you. You know, because like a server at a restaurant, you're not making an hourly wage. You're making like $2 an hour or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I used to be like $1.80 an hour when I was waiting tables.
Oh, wow.
That was your hourly, and then everything else was tipped. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Tipping exhaustion is real. I started not tipping a lot. Like, I went to, I think it was like Jersey Mike's. Out in Los Angeles, and like, you know, it's Jersey Mike's is good. They make your sandwich there, but I mean, do I need to tip on that?
Well,
like,
no.
I didn't used to need to tip on that. Why do I need to tip on it now?
When I was your age, tipping was for sit down restaurants, and that was it.
Yeah,
or doorman, or you know, those kinds of
bartenders.
Things.
Yeah. Any you know the stuff that I don't know.
I mean, it's
the stuff
to me,
that
it's,
requires a little.
It's different, right? If you're ordering from a sit down place, and that means somebody in there. Whether it's, it's always different. Sometimes it's just servers that get assigned to do it. Somebody has to box up the stuff and get it ready, bring it out. I'll always put something on there because I know somebody has to do something extra for me. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But if I'm at a counter service and literally your job is to just hand me a burger and you're not, I don't know, do I tip the person making the burger?
Right.
Yeah, that's what has always confused me is like front of house people always get tipped, back of house people don't get tipped and typically are paid much less. How does that make any sense?
Well, in a lot of, it depends on the place, but in some of our places, the back of the house staff would get tipped out. Like there would be, everybody had to throw in whatever you.
That's how Nick was when he was a busser.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that it doesn't really work that way though for people that are cooking. Because the people that are cooking are actually being paid a real wage. Like they're being paid, I mean, again, real, you know, by definition, it's being paid a higher hourly to do that. Versus a busboy who's working on tips essentially. You know, depending on. I guess now it might be more, but back then it was like $5 an hour plus tips.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get a full tip share. You would get, I don't know, like 10% of the tips and the busboys would split up that 10%, whatever it was.
I agree with Rage that people who do deserve the tips are being screwed over by this move in the past 5 years, 10 years
since
at the
COVID.
Most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's just tip on everything. And anytime you see the iPad's been around.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, just to keep complaining here, there's a lot of places that charge a lot for their food, for their goods.
Yeah.
And then you order online. So you're like getting it together in advance. And then they want a tip for something. You're just going to come pick up a bag from them. Like,
yeah.
It's gotten crazy. Mm. Like, there are several businesses where I've like put a cart together and I'm like, I'm excited to get my fill in the blank product, and then they ask for a tip and I'm like, dude, no, I mean, at a certain point you're going out of my budget at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna, and I agree that it hits people that actually should be getting tipped. It hits them too, because then people start to rebel against the whole thing. You get that bad taste
in your mouth. Though, I'm wondering if this doesn't affect as many people as we think it does. And I say that because one person I would think you would always tip would be a delivery person. But I'm going to say probably 60 to 70% of my DoorDash orders that I did were not tipped.
That's crazy.
Just straight up no tip at all.
That's crazy. So the DoorDash thing is interesting to me because I've done it so much and I'm trying to really cut down. It's one of my things I'm trying to do. And, but if they're going to McDonald's for a Happy Meal, or they're going to Capital Grill for a $100 steak and they're bringing it to me, they're doing the same job.
It requires the same amount of
effort. It requires the same amount of effort. And so I always feel a little bad tipping so much more on a higher ticket item than I do just on a Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's an interesting way that DoorDash does it. They do tend to base the... So I think the tip is like algorithmically based on how far they have to drive to you.
I didn't know that.
And how much money the food is worth.
Yeah.
Because I always had, if I did get tipped from like a, you know, a nice restaurant like Tony's in Alton or whatever, it would always be a way higher tip than, you know, McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
It's strange.
You're doing the same thing.
Because it's the same amount of work.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's easier.
Although I will say,
places.
Though, that sometimes at the higher end places, they just do a better job. I mean, not 100%. Yeah. Not 100%. Yeah. I mean, I've had some pretty good service at barbecue places or whatever.
Well, I mean, like DoorDash, though. Like DoorDash DoorDash is the same, whether you're picking up, like Dave said, the Happy Meal from McDonald's or the steak from Capital Grill.
Oh, that's a good point.
The DoorDash is the same.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. I'd probably, God, my inclination would be I'm going to do the same for either one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One reason I'm trying to not DoorDash is my minimum tip is usually 5.
Yeah.
And so even if I just get McDonald's for me and it's, you know, 10 bucks. They're still driving, so. Mm.
5 is good, though.
No,
but 5 is...
But yeah.
I do. They pay me well, but they don't pay me that well. Like, I'm not rich. You know, I'm not, you know. I remember one time, Sean Hannity, who I hate, but this was a move. He was in a million years ago when I was in 97.1, and he ordered Ruth Chris, and they were a client of his, and it was like $1,800, and he tipped $1,800. And he said, I always tip 100%. But that's Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
If I were a multimillionaire, I probably would.
If you roll like that, good for you.
Yeah.
You should. And I'm not saying you should, but it's good.
Yeah.
I wonder how he feels. That would be an interesting thing to ask him when he goes and gets a muffin from the bakery and they pull the muffin out of a drawer and toss it to him and then they say, tip me now. Does he tip 100% on the muffin, or does he go, why am I tipping you for this? I didn't have to tip you for this last year.
It's weird. I did not, with all my show prep, I didn't anticipate talking about Sean Hannity's tipping.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, sometimes you can't prepare for that.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to break. Because I have a lot. No. Not trying to be funny. Like, I have lots of stuff to talk about, but there's no segue from Sean Hannity tipping into that. So.
Yeah.
When I say I love you, you scream.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was the song I was thinking about. So on my music, I wrote down Pete Townsend, You Better You Bet, when it's actually The Who. So our friend Neil.
Yes.
Let
Neil
us know.
Selzick.
Yep.
Texted in and let us know it was Pete Townsend.
Thank you, Neil.
I think other guy.
Roger Daltrey.
Roger Daltrey, thank you. I think he sings the Who version of
You Better You Bet. Yeah, he does. So now we know there's a Pete Townsend version of it. Yeah. That's out there.
It's not as good.
It's also not as good, yeah.
Right.
There's a reason Roger was the lead singer.
Right. So the Alzheimer's hit this morning. This literally happened. I was sitting in the office. Now, in my defense, it was a weird morning, right? Just rainy and kind of dark and, I mean, cozy. It was hard, you know, getting up and getting myself ready. But I bought some gum yesterday, and it's in sticks, and got the wrapper on it. We've all had gum.
Mm-hmm.
And today, sitting in my office before Rage got here, I took out a piece of gum, threw the gum away, and put the wrapper in my mouth. Like I was doing shtick for somebody.
Yeah.
Like I was doing Three Stooges, and I'm just like, what the?
Was it at least the paper wrapper and not the foil wrapper?
It was the foil.
Oh, I hate that feeling. Yeah.
I have to be very careful when walking up to like an outside trash can with my keys in one hand and my soda in the other, because I will throw the keys away.
Yeah.
And just jam this into my car lock.
I wish I had thought of this. This was a stand-up guy who wasn't very funny on TikTok, but it's a smart, interesting thought. And he was talking about how everyone is so into mindfulness these days. And when you're making your tea, you totally focus on making your tea. And when you're riding in a bus, you focus on your riding in the bus. And he was talking about our generation wheels, and that prior to iPhones, everything we did was mindfulness. Like whatever you were doing, that's what you were doing. No distractions.
Yeah, there was a lot of daydreaming going on, from what I remember.
I didn't think you had any daydreaming to you.
Well, I mean, I was like, if I'm sitting somewhere I don't want to be, and I'm not like, I'd rather be thinking about my baseball game coming up after school today rather than this, I don't know, whatever this thing we're talking about right now, because it's boring. I'm not saying that it's not true. I think we definitely spent more time in the moment. But we like to be distracted. And
yes,
our brains are, and our brains are pretty good at doing it, even if we can't use a phone.
And this is going to be a big ultimate thing to say on a Wednesday afternoon, but life is kind of like a giant distraction from the fact that we're going to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, everything we do, and every now and then, like, it slips in, it's like, you're still going to die. And you're like, oh, hey, stop that.
I don't think about that.
And speaking of that, this is kind of weird. So, I don't know, however many months it was ago that the Glover family and I went to my mom's house for one final walkthrough. And we left a bunch of the furniture, you know, behind because none of us needed it. But we took four boxes of stuff. and I put it in the back of my Jeep, and I've not done anything with it. So for about 6 months now, I've been driving around with four boxes, all that's left of my mom, physically, and there are a couple of cupcake tins in there that keep rattling against each other. And so every time I get in the car, I'm reminded. It's just kind of weird. It's just weird to think a 96-year life reduced down to four cardboard boxes.
Do you like that reminder?
No. No. Not really.
But you like the reminder more than you like the idea of moving them?
Well, I don't feel good about throwing them away.
I got you. So they're not like keepsake type things, like things you're going to hang on to or whatever.
They are, but it's not like there aren't many treasures.
I got you.
But there's also not a lot of just like, well, this is an old magazine, I can throw this away.
Right.
It's kind of in between.
Right.
And I don't have room for anything.
Makes sense.
To store it. It's just kind of odd.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's the in-between.
It's one of those things you do. Like, we didn't do that for my dad so much because when he passed, my mom
stayed
had all
at
the
home.
Stuff.
Right.
Stayed in the same house.
Right.
So this is the first passing, although when my brother passed, they sent a box full of stuff, which was weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of odd.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know, I just think about those ultimate things so much that one, it just keeps kind of reminding me. But I need to do something with it.
I wouldn't say that it's a comforting thing to me when you say something like all those years and this is what's left, because then it makes me realize that none of the little things really matter.
Yeah.
And I got to sweat them. Because when I'm gone, they're not even things anymore.
No.
And if they're not things when I'm gone, then they're not things to me now because I don't want them to be, then they're never things.
And when you think about it, my mom lived almost 100 years.
Whew.
And her things are just what's in my head. Like, all the things that happened to her don't count if someone else didn't know about them, whether they were secrets or they were just, no one was around for that, or her inner thoughts or inner struggles or her worries, which I have a lot of. But like you say, if I don't tell Rachel, if I don't tell you, no one knows about them.
Right.
And if I get in a car accident on the way home today, all those things are just gone.
Yep.
Just odd. That there's energy created by it, and that they're so important to me, or so torturous to me. Things that I'm worried about, things that I'm afraid of, things, concerns that never materialize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does that energy go?
I don't know, but there's a part of that that I kind of like.
Yeah.
It's kind
Something
of a,
comforting.
Like, why am I sweating this? Because if I died right now, it's not even a thing to any other human beings on earth.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a person that someone was going to write a book about. You know, like Biden or Trump or like, no thanks. That I don't need that.
If it's a nice book.
Yeah, I just don't need to be remembered like that.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Somebody airing it all out for you.
Or just, I don't know, I'm kind of like you. Like when I'm gone and my kids remember me, if I have grandkids and they remember me, or like listeners, they hear one day I'm gone, they're like, oh, I liked him. That's enough.
I mean, yeah, there's those small, tiny percentage of people whose names we remember from thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
But 99.99999% of people are not that.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of those are, we remember the story. We don't know the reality. We just know what somebody else wrote. So that may not even be the full reality.
Yeah. So true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Existential on a DGS today.
Look at that. Well, it's that kind of day.
Mm-hmm. It is that kind of day.
Yeah.
And going to be that kind of day. We'll jackass around a little bit, I promise. Quick break, right back, DGS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Glover with Rachel Zimmerman, Kevin Wheeler, and Andrew Stoles. I always forget Kevin's last name.
It's just, yeah.
Yep.
It's fine.
His name is Wheels Wheeler.
Yeah.
I just always want to say a different last name. I don't know why.
Try O'Keefe next time.
This time, last time was O'Keefe. This time it was going to be Horrigan.
Horrigan? All right. Yeah, that's at least a
guy.
That's a person in St. Louis.
So did you guys hear Hooters is no more?
Forever? What? Like,
downtown?
Completely? Oh, downtown.
Gone.
Oh.
That's our Hooters.
The only one we care about.
Yeah. No more hooting.
No more.
Yesterday was the last day, if only we had known.
Yeah. We would have gone, too.
I Googled Booters. Booters downtown.
I don't know.
What? Booters?
I was typing into Google, and I typed the wrong thing.
The H and the B are pretty close together.
Yeah.
I still never figured out what Bikini Night was.
Wait. Yeah, gone too soon.
They got rid of Bikini Night. Don't even know what that is. I mean, it don't sounds you? Like I it's think, probably I think, they're wearing
yeah,
bikinis.
We probably have a pretty good idea. I don't know if it means it's like a contest or whatever. But
they won't spell it out for me online.
Oh, they
that's
won't?
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Nobody, there's no explanation like this is what it is. It just.
Well, I don't know how much you need an explanation. I think the name kind of says most of the details.
Yeah.
Want to hear something? When I was a young man, there was a rock bar over on the east side called Granny's Rocker, and I used to love going there. And on Wednesdays, I think it was, they had Granny's Fanny Contest, and it was men and women.
Oh.
And you'd get up there and shake your booty and win something. And that was when I was in the best shape of my life and bodybuilding and the whole thing, and I was always going to join it. And so I bought some green, silky, satiny underwear, like bikini. What am I trying to say? What's the word for men? Is it bikini?
Speedo?
Speedo-y.
Kind of speedo-y.
Briefs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, something yeah, else. Brief. There's another term that we're missing here.
Yeah. And my tightest jeans. And then I got so wasted I couldn't compete. That was Dave back then.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you were prepared.
I was going to win that thing. I was going to win.
You were going to booty war.
Yeah. Too many shots.
Ah, the story of many.
Something tells me Wheels has never worn bikini briefs.
No.
Something tells me.
No. They seem very uncomfortable.
And you know what else? That was the winter, and I had a roommate back then, and I was so drunk, I fell asleep on the carport, and he left me there all night. And for some reason, my pants were down. I don't know why.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was bad.
That's a story.
Mm. Yeah. I got a lot of those.
Like
very similar stories.
You wake up, you're like, what's going on here?
There was like a 5-7 year period in my life. I didn't do drugs, but I was definitely drinking a lot where you would have said, this guy has a giant problem.
Okay.
And maybe I did during that time, but the minute I stopped, I just stopped.
Really?
Yeah. It was just never a thing
just
again.
Just decided I'm done with that?
Yeah, I think it was less about alcohol and just more about my party phase.
I gotcha.
And that's what we did back then.
Yeah.
And it was important to me to be the craziest guy in the room. And so, like, when it was time for shots or pitchers or whatever, I was just always... That's who I decided I was going to be.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is a really stupid character to play.
Yeah.
I guess we all kind of do it at
some point. I was
going
to say, I mean, I'm the sober version of that back in those days.
Did you have a party phase, Rach?
I mean, I never woke up on the carport, but yeah, I mean, compared to now, I guess I would call it a party phase, yeah, where I would just go out, and there were several times, you know, several nights I think back on, and I go, glad I'm not doing that anymore, just
no
as far
doubt.
As, like, it's just not my lifestyle, you
yeah.
know? But it was very similar to you. It's like, I like alcohol because it makes me, the shyest person in the world, feel super outgoing.
Yeah.
So obviously I need to drink, and drinking makes people like me. And then that, you know, didn't always go so well. So
I'm already worried about Phoebe turning 21. She was telling me that two of her friends are turning 21 this summer. And it's like everything's a whole production now. I don't know if you know this, but you can't be in a wedding. You can't do anything without it being a giant production. And for the 21st birthday, they do a big giant shot book where you got to have 21 people involved. And so, like, Phoebe will do a page for her friend, and it'll be like, I remember when we were in grade school, and la, 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 here's a Jägermeister shot. And they literally drink 21 shots, which I would think would kill you.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do that at a time? Yes, in a night.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Definitely a bad idea.
I can't imagine 21 shots.
There's not much of like anything where you're good with 21 of them.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have 21 Diet Cokes tonight. No, that's a bad idea.
I can't imagine two and then one shots.
How many what?
Two and then one, right? Like three.
He's being obscure.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's struggling. I spelled Booter.
It's like the old...
which stood for Downtown Hooters?
I said I tried to Google Hooters Downtown, and I typed Booters Downtown. It was funny. It's a goof. Keep up.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
three of us are just way behind.
We got to keep up. He's speaking like 4 score and 7 years ago. It's not three shots. It's two and then one.
Read a really interesting article today by a guy who says that we won't live another 1,000 years. We just won't.
As the species.
As a species. We're not going to make it through AI. We're not going to make it through wars. We're just not. We're reaching critical mass. But he said that if we do, we would, to his judgment, 100% not be Homo sapiens. We would evolve into something else, mostly through AI.
I was going to say,
and probably into some sort of cyborg.
Like cybernetic enhancements.
Yes. Yes.
You could see that.
Yes. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, so
we really are living in the before time. We think we're not. We think like our childhood was the before time. But this is, I think, the before time that Rachel and Andrew will remember. Like, when they're 80, they'll be regaling their grandkids
like
with...
I remember when we didn't have
I was 100%
computer brain.
Organic.
Yeah.
That's a huge bummer, because right now sucks.
These are probably the good old days.
Well, the before times tend to be kind of sucky in advance of advancement, right? I mean, there were times, quote, just before the Industrial Revolution where it was hard to get food and it was hard to leave a place that you lived. You'd have to stay there your whole life. You don't have a whole lot of choice.
Yeah.
Not many places you can go. Oh, you might go a county over, but you're not going like, and then obviously when you had some of that technology, you could cross an ocean and come over to the United States.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope that now is harder than it's going to be, but
yeah.
I can't help but feel like eventually they're going to be like, here's the closet you get into for the rest of your life. And yes, it is the Matrix, but it is quite pleasant for you. But no, you never get to leave the closet. So, I mean, kind of just going to have to wait and see how it all shakes out.
Isn't it sad, though, that I don't have a lot of hope? I just don't. I just don't think things are going to get better because I don't have trust in my fellow man. I trust the guys at QT, my fellow man in that way. I just don't trust the higher-ups. I think they're all a bunch of liars. Just for example, what's-his-face, Speaker of the House.
Mike Johnson.
Yes. God, I can't stand that guy. And he's so plastic, and he's such a liar. And he was just doing this whole, like, if anyone else has ever cut $1.6 trillion from the budget, this blah, blah, blah. And then the CBO comes out and says $2.4 trillion will be added to the debt. And here's the thing. We can't really know. I guess I'm smart enough that if I dedicated the next 5 years of my life to studying it, I might be able to come up with an answer. But just how I am now, just being a normal person in society, I don't know. You say $1.4 trillion, they say $2.4 trillion with a T. What do we know? We don't know jack crap.
No, but the people to listen to are the people who are not winning or losing based on how people vote.
Like the CBO.
Yeah. Yeah. Or any other... But isn't that non-politically affiliated, like, group that evaluates such things?
I have kids. Phoebe's 20. She could live another 100 years with her cybernetic organs. Like, I just don't have great hope that things are going to go well.
I don't think that's a thought that is new, though. I guarantee you 2,000 years ago, people were like, man, this thing's almost over.
I think it's a function of age.
Yeah.
I think you get to a certain age and you go, oh, most people are full of crap.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right. That's a good way to put it. It's more of a realization that all the fairy tale smoke and mirrors nonsense you were sold when you were a kid was just that.
Yeah.
It's a fairy tale smoke and mirrors nonsense that basically just keeps you in the game.
Back to the distractions.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about red pill, blue pill. It's like none of that. It's just more of like a realization of, oh, that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the system continuously benefit the same people for 1,000 years? Oh, yeah, because they got all the money and the resources, and they can use that to continue to tilt the board in their favor. And it's what they've been doing since society was formed.
Yeah.
They did it in Rome. They did it in Europe before everybody came here, and we just kind of redid the same thing here.
Yeah.
In a different way, right? It's not about your birthright. It's not about your family name.
The same basic system.
It's just how much money you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 149. So, Wheels, you almost got in a fight today?
Dude, I was ready to go. Legit ready to go. In our parking garage coming in today. As I'm coming up, I always do the thing where, like, you know, there's two lanes. Mm-hmm. So when you're going up, you stay to the right and you stay wide. And when you're coming down, you stay to the inside and you stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm coming up to make the first turn that you make.
I'm with you.
Actually, the second turn, coming up to our level.
Yep.
Some jackass in an SUV comes flying around. I'm dead serious. If I had been 20 feet further up, he smashes into me. He's not slowing down. He doesn't pay attention to what he's doing. He's got his stupid earbuds in his ears, which I hate. Don't do that when you drive. You're an ass if you do that when you drive. And the guy just blows by like nothing. Like, I had to slam on my brakes. I slammed on the horn because what else are you going to do? And this jackass just keeps on rolling along. And you're coming to a gate. There's a gate at the bottom. Right. Where are you going? Where you going to make up 2 seconds by going that fast and risking slamming into someone else's car for what?
My favorite is when...
I was ready to jump out of the car. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I was legit ready to jump out of the car.
Do you know the story about Andrew?
I had my hand on the handle, ready to open the door.
You know what the story about Andrew and my son?
No.
Do you want to tell it or should I tell it? You're not having the best day.
I forgot about this. No, I'll tell it.
It'll be about booters.
So there was like a big event and people were walking up all through the garage and they were walking all over the place. And I saw my friend Nick, Dave's son, and I was like, ooh. This will be good. It's right as I'm leaving work. I'm like, this will be good. I know just what to do. So he's like walking kind of down the ramp with some girl. And I'm like, so I go and I go in front of them and I squeak and I pull the car over and I stop right in front of them. And then, of course, they're like, whoa, what's all this? And I'm like, got him. And then I get out of the car and I start to come around and give him a big hug and say hello to him. And I realize that that's not Nick. It's a guy I've never seen before. And so it is, of course, also a girl that I've never seen before.
Oh, no.
So then he tries to get out of there. and he floors it, but the brake's still on.
Yeah.
So now he's just revving.
So I kind of stammered for a minute, and I took a big gulp because I didn't know what else to do. And I was like,
God, you swallowed your spit.
Yeah. And so I was just like, so I just said like, oh, I'm sorry. And so I went back.
Did you at least say I thought you were someone else?
I said I thought you were Nick or something like that. I said I thought it was, that's fine. And then I went and I like got in the car and I went because I forgot to take it out of park.
Like, but what's an appropriate response when someone's doing something that stupid and reckless?
Like, oh, probably guy? Me yeah. being shot. Oh, okay.
No, not yours. Yours is like, I mean, if you just said, hey, look, I thought you were my buddy. I'm sorry. You guys look a lot alike. They probably are like, okay, you're, you know,
me being
sorry.
Pepper sprayed.
right. But like, everything seems like it's painted as an overreaction, but what should you, is doing nothing what you're supposed to do?
Isn't it funny how there are just a-hole tells that we all recognize?
Yeah.
And maybe we've done them. I know I've done them.
We've all made stupid mistakes,
but
yes.
I've never done this. Like last night, coming home, some traffic, and there was Fast and Furious in some little beater car that would floor it and go as fast as he possibly could for 50 feet and then stop in traffic. It's like, who do you think you're impressing? Like, you're impressing no one, but who is it you think some woman's going to, like, pull up and be like, listen.
Yeah. I was telling Andrew, there's a stop sign near where I live. Like, it's not a main road, but it's a thoroughfare that gets you between main roads, right? It's not a neighborhood street. It's kind of in between. And there's a stop sign in the middle of it. And every day when we're coming out, I got people riding up my ass. Like, there's a stop sign. Right? Where are you going? We're going to stop in like 4 seconds. We're going to stop. What do you think we're doing here? And I don't understand the lack of awareness, because that's what it is. It's not caring what's going on around you.
See, I think it's more performative.
You think so? You think it's more like showing off?
I think those guys are doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, but there's got to be some kind of acceptable response, right? Is it just laying on your horn? Is that it? Is that the acceptable response?
I'll say it again. I have always analogized our parking garage to the United States government because it is designed to make us hate each other.
Man.
The turns are too tight. Everything about it's wrong. The spaces are too small. You can't back up without the risk of hitting someone else. You should be able to back out of a space in a parking garage and not even look behind you other than for oncoming traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't have to think about hitting a car across from me.
Because there's no room to go.
Which is exactly how the U.S. government is set up.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's no room.
So that we
You're
all
gonna
just
bump
hate
into
each
some
other.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely how politics are set up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make you guys, you're going to live next to each other, and we're going to make y'all mad at each other.
Yeah.
Because then if you're fighting there, then we can get away with stuff.
So how bad do you think it could go with Elon and Trump? Do you think they could really get into
pretty bad
a big thing?
Yeah. Well, they're both notorious adults and are always taking the high road, so I think it'll be fine, actually.
Yeah, both very mature.
Does Trump need him anymore? Now that he's
did
won
he
the
ever?
Election
well,
with his
yeah,
money?
I was going to say, maybe he did pre-election with all the Twitter stuff. And
yeah.
Shenanigans. Well, I wouldn't say shenanigans. It's money.
I don't think
money.
That he handed him the election, but I think he was a big part of it.
Well, I mean, I think just money in general is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Trump definitely doesn't need him, though.
Not now.
Say. Yeah, at this point. If he ever did need him, he doesn't need him now.
And I don't understand what Elon's... What did he get out of all this? I mean, I shouldn't say that. I know what he's getting.
Yeah, attention and influence.
I know what he got. Well, no, but he also got advantages for his business because by getting to review all those government contracts, he can know who he's bidding against and how he's got to bid against them and what he can do to get those and getting information and data, which is what do tech bros want more than data? I mean, I get what he wanted out of it. He was buying that access all along, like from buying Twitter to spending $300 million on the election.
Yep.
That's what he wanted. He wanted to look inside the books.
He did it.
And he did.
Successfully.
And he cut nothing.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.